The Traveler's Journal, May 9th, enjoying a cup of tea. From its earliest roots in the hills of southern China 4,700 years ago, the branches of the Camellia sinensis have encompassed the earth. Often called trees, the plant from which true tea comes is actually a shrub, which can grow to 30 feet high. It's also long-lived. Some tea trees in China are 1,000 years old. Tea transport fueled early trade routes to India, Turkey, and Russia in the 7th century, and then to Japan, paralleling the spread of Buddhism. Tea was first sold in England in 1657 at Garway's Coffee House in London, and spread to the colonies, where several bales wound up in Boston Harbor. Though the plant is essentially the same, tea leaves come in myriad variations, reflecting the soil, sunshine, and season where they grew, when they were plucked, and how they were cured. Green teas, picked and then dried quickly to seal in its natural taste. Oolong leaves are rolled fresh to release essential oils and then air-dried. White tea leaves are picked early, before the first buds have opened, air-dried, and slightly fermented. Black teas are well wilted before they're pressed and dried. Pu'er tea, processed by a once-secret Chinese technique and often formed into bricks, is a tea that improves with age. Prize pu'er teas can be 50 years old. Apart from the sensory spectrum and medicinal benefits they offer, fine teas foster friendliness. Although its preparation is simple, the ceremony of tea can be an elaborate ritual, or just a great way to relax and watch the world go by. For more information, visit us online at travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.